This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in December of 2019. The name of the company is Q Biomed, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB, ticker symbol QBIO. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have him, is the chairman and CEO of the company, Mr. Dennis Corin. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Everett. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Would you give us an update on the GS Science last on the show? I know that you recently filed, I believe, your Q1, and reports made some recent additions. Also, you made some recent additions to your team on the board. I think you brought back a chief commercial officer by the name of Kristen Keller. So bring us up to speed. I know it's been about 4 months since you've been on the show.
Yeah, it's been a very busy 4 months. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to have a chat today. So I guess just after we had spoken, we had just received FDA approval for our strontium 89 chloride injectable drug for the treatment of pain or palliation treatment of metastatic cancers in the bone. So we're really thrilled to be commercializing that product. And we've sort of launched into our full-scale manufacturing and production and distribution agreements, et cetera. So we're thrilled that Kristen has joined the team as our chief commercial officer, and she'll be spearheading and already has been instrumental in spearheading a lot of those commercial activities from brand development, branding, sales aids, materials, distribution agreements, and how we support those distributors and distribution agreements, their salespeople around the country, and how we get our message out to all of those prescribing physicians all across the U.S. and internationally. We also added a global head of regulatory affairs. Jeff Fatkin has just joined us as well, and he's going to be helping us with all of our regulatory reporting and requirements to get the product not only approved for sale in Europe and the rest of the world, but getting us early access into some of those countries to allow us to distribute directly to patients or physicians that want to order the product on a global basis as quickly as possible. So a tremendous amount going on in the company. I'm extremely excited to, finally be a revenue-producing company. But most gratifying is the fact that, we shipped doses in February. We got reports back from our first patient treated. And thankfully, he's doing really, really well and seems to be doing, what it's supposed to be doing for him. So, we're just thrilled to have gotten to this point. It's been a marathon, as it always is when you're trying to do something worthwhile, but we're really thrilled to be at this point.
Recently you put out a press release, I think today on April the 22nd. But that being said, let me ask you this first. The COVID pandemic, has that affected your business negative or positive? And then after that question, maybe you could answer what was the press release about today that you put out?
Yes, of course, this is a challenging economic environment for everybody to be in. And as far as our drug production and our supply chain, we haven't seen any real material effects. We have had to overcome some hurdles in terms of getting product and API raw materials in for the manufacturing. A lot of our traditional routes and suppliers and FedEx and DHL and those types of people have had to alter some of the routes that they take to get product around the world and into various airports and locations that have been closed or only operating on, skeleton staff. So there've been a couple hurdles. It's delayed us a little bit, but nothing really material. We've just completed our second major manufacturing and production run. So we'll have product available for distribution this week, in fact. So nothing major in that respect. And in some ways, I actually think the COVID pandemic and the response to that may, in fact, benefit us. This remains to be seen a little bit, but, as hospitals and health systems around the world are trying to reduce the number of visits that patients make to the hospitals, treatment with a drug like strontium 89 for somebody suffering from chronic and very debilitating pain that comes with metastatic cancer in the bone, if we can reduce their visits to the hospital, that helps not only the patient, but reduces the burden on the hospital. And as a result, we've seen, interest from hospitals in how those sort of economics and logistics could be supported by the use of this drug. If a patient is successfully administered this drug, typically they don't need palliation treatment or hospitalization for pain for 3 to 6 months. So, you know, those types of things are being considered by various health authorities. And we think that could be a net positive for us in terms of demand for the product and, you know, just helping to get the message out that this is a very effective therapeutic and patients, you know, can be dosed, you know, every sort of 3 or 4 months. So it could be very helpful in keeping them out of the hospital setting. Obviously, we're trying to alleviate stress and strain on the health system.
Do you see anything coming of interest that potentially investors may want to know, or maybe a catalyst in the next 2 or 3 quarters in 2020?
Yeah, well, you know, I think from a strontium standpoint, as we start to roll the drug out and generate sales, we start to see revenue. You know, I think that's, you know, that's obviously a major milestone for a small company like ours, getting into that sort of revenue producing phase. You know, that's going to be huge for us, a big differentiator. We did just announce that we've been working on COVID-19 potential therapeutics with our partner Mannin Research. We put out some news today about the acceleration of 2 potential therapeutic treatments. And I do want to stress that these are not vaccines. These are actually treatments that would help patients that have been infected with a disease like COVID or even influenza or any of the other viral and infectious diseases that cause acute respiratory distress syndrome. The short for that is ARDS, and other things that some of your listeners might be familiar with, like SARS or MERS or H1N1. You know, these pandemics come and go fairly regularly, let's say. And they're always a major burden on the healthcare system. And this particular platform of technologies that we have the rights to with our partner Mannin basically address the underlying vascular permeability within a patient. So it's not specific to a particular disease like or virus like COVID, but it really addresses the underlying condition that the patient is suffering from. And if we can treat that, basically stopping the leaky vessel that's causing the fluid buildup in the lungs, that's causing those respiratory difficulties for these patients, we think this will have a very beneficial effect, not only on its own, but potentially in combination with some of the antivirals that are seeing some success in the response to COVID. You know, we're thrilled to be able to contribute this type of technology to the global fight against COVID-19. Of course, don't want to sensationalize just COVID, but we think this is an applicable therapeutic not only for this particular pandemic, but for, you know, your seasonal influenza, which to date, you know, in a bad year has caused even more deaths than COVID-19 in the United States alone. So we think this is an important therapeutic to be evaluating. We've seen a great response from governments and some of the institutions that are generating programs for the COVID responses that, you know, governments around the world are interested in. So we're very hopeful that this, that these 2 drugs that we've now partnered with Mannin and Cyclica on will be something that can be brought forward and hopefully put into the clinic later on this year, potentially.
As for my listeners, I spotted the stock back in November when it was trading around 30 to 40 cents. At that time, I asked Dennis to come on the show, and he did. And in December, I still think your stock is grossly undervalued here at $2.21. I'm going to give you the last closing words. Dennis, what is it that you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from today's interview?
Yeah, well, again, Everett, thank you so much. You know, I think this is a real turning point for the company. When we last spoke, we were, you know, at an all-time low. We've been waiting for the FDA's approval of our drug, and the market has kind of got tired of waiting for us. Since that approval's come through, we've obviously sort of sprung to life, so to speak. You know, we're a manufacturer of an FDA-approved drug now in the oncology space. Expect to see revenues grow quarter on quarter as from here on out. So that's, you know, that's a massive catalyst for us. I think for our shareholders, we'll see great value from that going forward. We have several other products in our pipeline, you know, go and look at our website and see some of our press releases or our recent Q just to get an update on all of that. We have a tremendous amount of value in our pipeline that we're developing in oncology. We have a liver cancer drug that we're bringing along. We obviously have the whole Mannin platform for vascular diseases, including something like glaucoma, which has been our main focus, but also now a lot of those programs have been focused on helping to fight the COVID pandemic. So there's a tremendous amount of latent and inherent value inside our portfolio, and we really look forward to bringing these advancements to our shareholders and to people that are interested in the company as we move forward.
Dennis, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day Media is Q Biomed Inc. These are all my personal opinions. I still think it's grossly undervalued here at $2.21. You can find them on the OTCQB, ticker symbol QBIO. And Dennis, hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 days and give myself and my listeners an update of what's going on with your great biotech company.
Thanks so much, Everett. We appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.